All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is 10 dozen minutes of sitting in my fucked up basement with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. You know, sitting in my fucked up basement really sounds like a song that needs to be written.
Yeah.
I don't think I got like a Primus song, maybe, or maybe a song by a good band.
You don't like Primus?
Nah, I've never been a. I mean, I understand that the guy can really play the hell out of a bass, but it's kind of like, okay, so get a band.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a band with like a really awesome drummer.
Yeah.
You know?
Like whatever. Genesis. Like, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, but he's a good singer.
And, yeah,
and songer.
Dude, I will speak no ill of Phil Collins in your presence.
Better not, asshole.
Speak no ill of Phil.
So, yeah, a little bit of technical difficulty.
Yeah, sorry about the late start, folks. I remembered that the computer that I host the shows on was in mothballs while my basement was getting all tore up, and I had to remove it from the mothballs and spend a couple of minutes pondering why the hell I put it in mothballs.
Yeah.
And even what mothballs are. And it turns out I don't know.
Wow, really?
Hmm.
Like, yeah, you don't know what they're for, or you don't know what
they're
for?
Well, I know what they're for, but I grew up in Arizona, man, and you think humidity was something that happened to other people.
Right, yeah, no, that's true. I grew up in the Midwest, but we didn't have mothballs.
Did you have cedar closets? No, you grew up in a series of trailers.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to make fun of you, I thought that was the truth.
No, it was.
Okay.
It was. Although, I mean, not necessarily a series of trailers, just a... There were definitely some trailers sprinkled in there. There was a period of time where we lived in a fairly nice house in town with a sidewalk and everything.
Hot shit. Your house in Prescott was cool.
The one on your street?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was neat. That was the first house my parents actually bought in Prescott.
What's weird was it was his house, but it was in the middle of my street.
Yeah, yeah. So they've painted it some ridiculous color. I always take people by there to show them where I used to live, and then I show them where you used to live.
And they go, oh.
Yeah, they do. Every single one of them. Adolescents have recently been found to use mothballs for huffing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Huffington.
So yeah, what have you been up to?
Let's see, this weekend we... Yeah, I gotta quit doing this. In order to see my parents, a month ago we drove to Chicago, which was like 6 hours, and spent one night in Chicago and then drove back. This time we drove down to Kansas City, Missouri, which is 6 hours, stayed one night in Kansas City and drove back.
Well, that sucks.
That was the only amount of time we could take, but we picked up a painting that my grandma did based on one of our wedding pictures.
Huh.
So, and it turned out really good. We picked one, the one where you and Aaliyah are just like standing there staring at the camera.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, it looks really nice.
Huh.
Well, no, actually, we went for the, you know, like, me and Jess dancing near the ocean kind of thing, but...
Oh, see, I thought you liked me. I thought that maybe you would want a poster of me and my wife, a poster, a painting of me and my wife hanging in your house.
Someday I will commission a portrait of you and your wife and hang it in my house. Absolutely.
Okay.
What's up with you?
Nothing, man. I did not do a goddamn thing this weekend. I'm not sure I even left the house.
Hmm.
There was a party at Boozer Bear's on Saturday that I went to. That was some fun.
Groovy. I was going to ask if I sounded any more pretentious than usual, but I figured your response would be that would be impossible.
But, why do you ask?
We were able to trade in our giant SUV for a Prius.
Okay. I had heard that you were going to do that.
Well, we were able to do it and like keep the payments the same and everything, so...
Like, that's cool.
It's not... Like, Jess is kind of into the... feeling green kind of thing, and I'm into the not paying as much money for gas kind of thing.
What kind of mileage does one of those actually get? I've sort of never looked into it. I have no idea how good hybrids are now.
The EPA is like 48 in the... It's like 48 in the city and 46 on the highway, because it does better at slower speeds.
Oh, because it's using the battery more?
Yeah, but the way that it works kind of turns it into a video game, because you get a little display.
Like where the power to the wheels is coming from?
A distractingly large and prominent display, I might add, but... So you can see what your miles per gallon is at any given time, and it's almost a game to see how often you can get it showing infinite.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would start driving like a retard if I had some readout like that that I could manipulate.
It's making me drive. We just got it today, and I was driving a little better than I normally do because I wasn't eager to punch the accelerator and watch my miles per gallon drop.
Right.
So it'll help me drive like an old man, which will come in handy when I'm an old
man. I don't even know what a Prius is shaped like. Is it like a regular sedan, or is it like a station wagon kind of thing? Or
no, it kind of looks like a... It's kind of hatchback, but it's about the size of like an Accord, maybe.
Huh.
Maybe a little smaller.
I don't know what size an Accord is.
It's like as big as your car, only with a hatchback instead of a trunk.
No, that's cool. I don't have anything against people driving hybrids. There was a guy that I knew who was really into kind of environmentalist bullshit, and he said that he and his wife were considering getting a hybrid, but then they didn't because they had heard bad things about like having to replace a $5,000 battery every few years.
Well, the battery's warrantied up to 100,000 miles, so...
Yeah, you know,
it's plenty. Yeah. And we actually...
I wonder if you don't end up with things like, you know, where... Like, my laptop basically lasts a third as long as it used to on a battery charge. Nah. After, you know, 4 years, I just wonder.
Yeah. My iPod did that in, like, 2 years. It's now, like, fortunately, I hardly ever use it for anything when it's not plugged into something to charge.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hold to charge with a damn.
The video one that my wife got me 3 years ago is just crazy on battery. I will plug it in once a month.
Huh.
And I can use it downstairs, you know, whenever I think about it. Whenever I want to listen to music downstairs, I'm using it, and it just doesn't... I don't know. I got a magic one.
I think it's also that I left mine in the car a lot.
Oh, yeah. So heat's like bad for rechargeable batteries.
120-degree temperatures in Phoenix and 12-degree temperatures in this winter.
Have you seen any movies lately?
I feel like yes.
Yeah, what hot stuff. I went and saw the Hulk the other day.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it was okay.
That seems to be the like resounding meh. That's what I've been hearing.
It wasn't bad. It was certainly no Hulk from 4 years ago or whenever that abortion came out.
Mm.
There were no Hulk poodles.
Yeah. You know, I keep reading articles now that. It's interesting watching the backlash cycles on, like, through different blogs, because the word blogosphere is not a word I'm going to use in any kind of serious discussion, but...
Right.
Just to see, like, now the hip thing to do is to say, well, everybody is just too plebeian and dumb to understand how genius Ang Lee's Hulk actually was, and, oh, they just couldn't handle that it had, like... these deep character relationships, and that it was dark, and it didn't, you know, follow the mold, and it's awesome, and I just strongly disagree. It had the single most retarded ending I've ever seen in any film, and a couple of scenes in the middle that were ridiculous, and that's why it was a bad movie, and I didn't like it. Not because it was real smart.
Yeah, I don't know that I even actually watched the end. The big boss was out of town at the place that I worked, so I was actually getting paid to watch the Hulk, and I'm pretty sure I walked out before it ended, stating I would rather work than watch this fucking movie.
Well, the ending is Nick Nolte is as the Hulk's dad. He's the absorbing man, so he can, you know, take on the characteristics of whatever element he's next to. So he jumps in a lake and he becomes the lake. And the Hulk is trying to fight him, but he's fighting the lake. But the lake is his father. and it's so totally metaphorical, dude, and I was just not smart enough to find
out anything but complete and utter bullshit. Maybe you need to take some college.
Yeah.
Learn about some literary theory and stuff.
And swimming in the lake of my father, drowning.
The main character seemed like kind of a douchebag. And, like, nobody's ever as good at anything as Edward Norton.
Yeah, that was another thing. I thought that what would be ridiculous and unbelievable in the Ang Lee movie was the CGI Hulk, but it wasn't. It was that dude as David Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, the movie I was thinking of that we saw recently was Prince Caspian, and we already talked about that.
Oh, did we?
And how you don't care, and I was just like, stop making movies that are exactly like The Lord of the Rings. I'm going to go see WALL-E this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah? Is that come out this weekend?
Yep.
I might actually see that. It's, Pixar hasn't really failed me yet.
So, although,
I've only seen Toy Story. I haven't really given them any opportunities to fail me.
Is that true?
What else did Pixar do?
The Incredibles, you certainly should have seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I definitely saw. I saw that. That was awesome.
And Finding Nemo.
Yep, okay. I saw Finding Nemo.
And Ratatouille.
I have not yet seen
that. You should see Ratatouille. It was cool.
It's on HBO all the time. I'll have to record it one of these days.
So you want to jump into these questions, though?
Yeah, yeah. There's, what day is today? Today is the 23rd. There were way more questions than we could answer. Last time. Alora says, stop making new items until I fill up my display case. I'll never catch up. Well, okay.
There will be no more new items until you fill up your display case. Alora.
Yeah. Everyone who wishes to complain about that, address those complaints to Alora. Incredulous Panda says, is it possible to donate to KOL using a Visa gift card and PayPal?
No matter what we tell you, you're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Have some bamboo.
Shoots. I don't know. One would think so.
Yeah. I was not aware of the existence of Visa gift cards until I see people saying, you should donate to this game, and then people replying, but I'm 9 years old. I can't get a credit card or a bank account. And then people suggesting getting a Visa gift card. Starbucks or something.
Right.
Great Funeral says, I just wanted to thank you for supplying me with entertainment over these years, even though I haven't been around for a while. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, good to see you, Great Funeral.
N.O. Beer must have shown up on the consumption leaderboard at some point with just me on it, because Out of Adventures is commenting on that. Utsumi talking about how quiet vocals were. Yeah, yeah. That was we did not get very far into these at all. Wolf Suntan says, why aren't shirts available to be worn pre-ascension? Because we liked the idea of an unlockable equipment slot.
Yeah, I think that's something that makes a whole lot more sense if you played the game before Ascension was in. Because at that point the joke was that you just don't have a torso and we're never doing shirts, and then...
Yeah.
It was something that evolved over time.
It's got to be a little strange. You know, the fact that people see shirts on other people and see shirts in the mall and don't have any good sense of why they can't wear shirts is a little strange. Merc asks why there are no quacking cows yet. I never saw a quacking cow. I never hope to see one.
But I can tell you here and now that I've never heard of quacking cows. Wow, Olive Oil says, my bank charges $15 per PayPal transaction. I'd like to donate all at once, and the mysterious go between my multis. How do I do that without it being multi-abuse?
It's not multi-abuse to donate for some Mr. A's and then send them to another one of your accounts.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Don't worry about that. That's fucked up, though.
How would the bank tell?
I guess it's technically some kind of wire transfer, right? So maybe they do some sort of, or maybe it's like an electronic check. I don't know what happens when PayPal withdraws money from your bank account.
With mine, it just if I don't have anything in my PayPal, it just says we'll pay for this with an instant transfer from Wells Fargo Bank, and it just does it, and Wells Fargo doesn't charge me anything, as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
It just shows up like I bought something from PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, it's been years since I moved money from a bank account into PayPal, but I don't remember it costing anything. That's messed up. It seems like you'd be better off, because they couldn't possibly charge you $15 for, like, a debit card transaction.
Yeah.
So if you got, like, a Visa debit card on that bank account, and then use the card through PayPal, it seems like that'd be better. Gleeb says, when using Chester's bag of candy, it says, this item is not yet implemented. Try again later. Is the bag of candy full of disturbing fanfics? Yes. Jack is back, says, are you happy with the loot distribution of Hobopolis? I am as happy with it, I think, as I have been with any of the solutions that we came up with for handling loot distribution. This was the least of a large number of evils. But I think it works out pretty well.
I have not yet come across any loot to distribute in my clan's instance of the dungeon. We're going through it pretty slowly. Nerflor Snubdouble has been acquitting himself admirably in the slaying of hobos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was glad to see that.
Did somebody tell him about it and he came back?
No, he came back a while ago and joined my clan.
Huh.
And has been pretty steadily in and out. Justin Fresnel is still playing, too, and is kicking ass in Hobopolis.
Oh, that's cool.
But that Sassy Lassie is our, like, main hobo slayer. She's kind of the one who's carrying the whole team at this point.
Huh.
Which, there have got to be some rage issues there, I think, maybe. Some hobos killed her. Hobos stole her baby.
Right. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's why she avoids the backyard of the office, because she's afraid she'll run into a real hobo and just go all Resident Evil on them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Sylphane Ray says, I don't think the arena is too expensive since I can adapt it into hardcore Oxygenarian runs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly not too expensive for people who aren't trying to move fast enough that it matters, you know. So it's not sure still whether I think that there is a real issue there or not. You know, it's something that used to be relevant and isn't anymore, and that is just going to happen in a changing game, you know? There were all kinds of things that weren't relevant before they existed, and now they are.
Hmm.
So, it goes both ways. Gavizi says, did the Hodgman skills affect Ascension, and if so, is this intentional? Yeah, a lot of people kind of misinterpreted what I said, or something that I said, when we were talking about the lack of Ascension impact of rewards in Hobopolis. What we had said was that as a sort of, you know, driving goal, we did not want anything non-tradable to be Ascension relevant. So anything that is Ascension relevant, people who are Ascenders and care about the little edge that the Hodgman passive skills will let them eke out are going to be able to afford those skills in the mall, because they're just not that expensive.
Hmm.
NC Sorcerer says, Jick, allowing anyone who beats the boss to distribute the reward is the worst possible idea for anything. It is just a horrible idea that needs to be fixed. And, I mean, we explained that on the last show, you know, that the person that killed the boss is the only person that we can say for sure is playing right now. So that's, you know, initially, the person that killed the boss was the only person that could distribute the loot. But then we felt like it would be a bad idea to let people get stuck, so we're like, okay, well, we'll let the clan leader do it too. But then everybody's like, no, my clan leader has not gone in 10 years. And so then we had that privilege added for clan administration.
Again,
Istanbul says, Jick has gone from not as loud as Rift to half as loud as Rift to completely inaudible even with every volume setting maxed. Is this a trend? Is Jick a mime?
Jick has an amazing voice that tends to start every sentence off with pretty strong, but as he progresses, he just kind of loses volume. But then, you know, he starts a new sentence, and then you can hear him for a little bit. And I actually was listening to one of our old shows on a drive a little while ago and had Jess sleeping in the back seat, and I had to switch to a different show because it was one that every time you came in, it was, like, rattling the speakers loud because I had turned it up to hear the end of your previous sentence.
Don't make fun of me.
Why should I be in the minority?
Let's see. Putineska says, I can go to the Knoll Bakery with the Travolta trousers on, so that is just not an issue with the Bugbear Bakery outfit. I know it wasn't a real issue. I was being sarcastic. Jabber says, an item name idea, nuclear power pants. But that would represent a dramatic mispronunciation of nuclear.
True.
There was confirmation on the last radio show. Somebody else heard him say library.
I swear I did not hear that.
Yeah. Dr. Van Van Mojo explains why one is not prime. Turns out I'm a big retard because I thought one was a prime number. Giga Shadow 555 says, any of you gentlemen play Sinistar? That voice was the stuff of my nightmares. I tried, but I... Sinistar was a game, as a kid, that I avoided because it was a game in which a quarter would last me 15 seconds.
Right.
And I liked video games, and I wanted to... You know, I didn't just go for the easiest ones, right? I wanted some sort of balance of challenge and actual, you know, duration of experience. Let's see. Ethanox says, was having a round of twiddling thumbs after a cliche intentional? No, that's been fixed since this question was sent.
Oh, sweet.
It was, when I changed the way that cliche worked, everything was fine, but then when Xeno fixed the auto attack as a bird thing, it threw a wrench into the fix that I had put in for cliche, or the change to cliche. Seraphina826 says, one is not a prime number because it cannot be divisible by itself and then by itself again.
Sure it can. I mean, Van Mojo's makes sense. He said, since prime factorization is important, we throw one out of the class of primes, otherwise a lot of theorems would have to say for all primes except one.
Right.
So that is, like, it is a prime number, but we pretend that it isn't because it makes things difficult.
Yeah, I was able to spike the price of frigid moats by mentioning them on the air. And make a Jew once a Hebe clarinet now. I forget what I said that the real name of the Hebe clarinet was. I feel like it would be pretty difficult. I don't think that there's anything wrong with describing a Jew's harp as a Jew's harp, but I think it would be questionable whether we could put an item in the game that was a Jew's harp.
Right.
Or not. I think it would have to be mouth harp if we were committing it to print.
I have seen that written as a juice harp too, in which I can only assume that was one of those things that was kind of retroactively changed. You know, like jury-rigged instead of jerry-rigged. That doesn't really make any sense, but it's avoiding saying something racist.
Well, I mean, jury-rigged, why was that a derivation of nigger-rigged somehow?
I believe so. But then jerry-rigged was, like, as if it were put together by Germans. Because, you know, Germans aren't any good at putting things together.
And engineering.
Like cars or empires.
Yeah.
But,
I don't...
One of these days...
Where would you even find the... Like, I wish that there was some sort of, like, combination of a really good dictionary and Wikipedia for etymology.
Right.
You know, like...
Jury rig is on Wikipedia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What does it say? Because I would not have thought that there was a I would not have thought that there was a direct, like...
Okay, so the oldest form of that is jury rig.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, because I thought the jury rig came first, and then it got politically correctized, and jerry built was the thing that... so it was jerry built and jury rigged, and jerry rigged is a combination of the two. And the mid-1960s...
Afro-engineered, I thought, was one of those kind of smug... like referring to a dishwasher as a hydroceramic technician.
Uh-huh.
Is not only are you not actually not using a racist term, but you're not being funny either.
Right.
Huh. Well, that's good, because I like that there is a word for that, and I would have hated to have thought that jury-rigged was somehow a direct descendant of the one you can't use. Three variations of the jury-mast knot. That's weird. The adjectival use of jury in the sense of makeshift or temporary dates to at least 1616.
Okay, this is the second time that I've disabled an account and had a message from somebody with the same account name going, "Why the fuck was my account disabled?" Is it not true? I mean, don't accounts get put on a account names get put on a blacklist when we disable them?
Yeah. Have they come back? No. Oh. We made it so disabled accounts can K-mail the people that disabled them.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, they can only K-mail you. They can't actually. When you log on and your account is disabled now, it takes you to a screen where you can read your K-mail and send K-mail to the person that deleted you. Or I think you can just send it to a general admin account. But I might not have even done that. But yeah, that was something that Multizar had been asking for a long time. Because, you know, every once in a while, somebody will mistakenly get caught in a net, and them not being able to get into contact with anybody before their account gets deleted was a frustrating problem. And
yeah.
You know, the two or three times in history that happened, that somebody who hadn't done anything wrong got deleted and or got disabled and then got deleted, made it worth spending some time setting up something for. You know, little bell leading down into the grave. Mm-hmm. You know, so people don't get buried alive.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. I'm suddenly having trouble clicking anywhere that I want to click. Are you replying to the person that you disabled?
Yeah.
I disabled you because of your stupid head. Stupid, dumb, jerk face.
Well, this is throbbing boner vag stabber going, "Why are you disabled? Why did you disable me? If it was because I was acting up in chat, dude, even some of the moderators said that the moderator that banned me was being too harsh."
How do you spell vag?
V-A-G. V-A-G.
Let's see. James 111222 says, "Is the Hubble Marketplace's directions random? Is it possible to spade?" No. Yes. Catatonic Monkey says, "KOL Addicts has a great social structure. We don't want our clan broken into small pieces, Jick. Thanks." Well, fine. And Zortag says, "I resent your implication that large clans have no community elements." Fine. James 111222 says, "I play Dragon Core 2. It's my link in my profile. Actually, I'm the 10th highest skill in that game. I can't believe you played Fafiends.com."
Fine! Oh, wait.
What?
That is fine.
that was the game that I was playing when I thought, you know, I'd really like there to be a game like this with more content. And I was like, huh, I could do that. I'll do that. And then I posted about it on the Dragon Court forums, and that was it. I was looking through the archives on their forums trying to find the post that I made, but I think it's been deleted. Just because their archives don't go back that far. Zortek says, "We have a great community with our active members, and our / Hobopolis is and was not actually all that bad." Well, that's okay. Oh, weird. The Wicket says, "Dear whoever is responsible for animated images, hot stuff, please make the Hodgman outfit avatar images 60 by 100. They're too big right now." Huh. Crazy. That does not seem... That's definitely a mistake. We'll make a note of that for hot stuff. Dark Grey Cat says, "It would be nice to have the current class listed on the clan loot distribution pulldowns." Huh. Yeah, I can see how that would be useful. Wraith says, "I noticed that no form of resistance seemed to prevent the reoccurring damage from Oscus. Is this another game mechanic, or are there damage types that cannot be reduced?" The resistance should work against it. I don't know why it wouldn't. I feel like that would be a serious enough problem, but if it was working like that, we would have found out about it by now. Bigazor says, "How about a picture for when you open the chamber to meet Ed? The last time I opened it, there was still a no-pick image." Yeah, I forgot about that. I keep forgetting about that. And XSmoothX says, "You mean to tell me out of all the things you joke about, I can't describe something as Jewish?" I don't know. I don't know why that bothers me. It doesn't seem like it would. It doesn't bother me if somebody said that they got gypped, even though that's, you know, technically racist, right?
Uh-huh.
I guess things that are racist that nobody knows that they're racist aren't racist anymore, in my mind.
Yeah. What about things that aren't racist but everybody thinks they are racist?
Huh,
like the Hebrew Jebrews.
Right. Let's see. Earl of Derby says, "I once met a guy who talked like Senor Cardgage. It would have been hilarious, except that he talked like that because he was dying of hepatitis C." That's still pretty hilarious. Valoralco says, "So, no class-specific outfit for accordion thieves from Hobopolis?" No, we decided to give them a bunch of skills instead of an outfit, because we couldn't think what an outfit for accordion thieves would do. They're the hardest class to tune gear for. Texmurf says, "Dear everyone but Jick, hit Jick when he says Geif instead of Geif." I don't understand, Texmurf. Surely Texmurf knows the story of that.
Surely you can't be serious.
Rusher Butter says, "So even though the Ring of Increased Damage says plus melee and plus spell, you're saying that it does increase range damage, or that it should increase range? It should increase range damage." Does it say melee damage? Item 1, Ring of Increased Damage. Good thing that's what that item is actually called. Yep, and I already had one. Huh, maybe it does say melee damage instead of physical damage. That's weird. That should not be. Goddamn. Can't keep a friggin' SSH session open.
KMD wants us to know that a naked Jew speaks for all of the Jews now.
He does.
A naked Jew is to the Jewish nation as the Lorax is to the trees.
I see. I never read the Lorax.
Oh, he is the Lorax. He speaks for the trees.
I see. Lork says, "Is the Billy sidekick going to drop that gun arm anytime soon? A nice non-crafted ranged weapon, especially one-handed at level 10, would be nice." Yeah, I need to just put that in. Harrican says, "Will you guys ever add any more or any other clan dungeons in the distant future? Perhaps even in the not-so-distant future. Perhaps next Thursday AD." I don't remember what the actual word for that. Next Sunday AD?
Yeah, next. I doubt by next Sunday AD, but probably. You actually have a good two or three big ideas for that, right?
Yeah. Not big, Hobopolis big, but there are definitely... We definitely did not use up all of the mechanic ideas that we had, and I don't know about... making content that's as kind of replayable as the Hobos. That name generator goes a long way towards making that seem like something other than just hundreds of the same monster in a row.
Right.
You know? So, we'll have to figure out some other way to keep things interesting. Linguini Lad, so, any hints? Linguini Lad says, any hints as to the theme of the next up-and-coming Crimbo? I don't know if last year's Crimbo had any hints dropped for this next one. Did I miss any?
No, I don't think you did. I think probably to figure out what this coming Crimbo is going to be like, just look at all of the stories that are generally told around Christmas and figure out which ones we haven't ripped off yet.
Right.
Because I don't have anything in mind yet, but that's probably what I'm going to be doing. So
we did that. We did the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, we did the 12 Days of Christmas.
12 Days, yeah. Wasn't really a story the first time, was there?
Oh, that was like the Nightmare Before Christmas, kind of.
Oh, yeah, no, that was definitely...
Well, no, the Nightmare Before Christmas and the Christmas Carol were kind of combined.
Oh, true.
The very first one with the labor dispute was an entirely original tale.
Sweet. We almost never do those.
And extremely simple. But, you know, I think there are no new stories, so the art is in the combining of them. Like, nobody has done before, I would like to think, the 12 Days of Christmas and the plot of Star Trek First Contact together. So, and if they have, then maybe there are no new ideas that come from combining two ideas, too.
Yeah, that's definitely possible. We should do that narwhal thing, the way that South Park described Family Guy. Just make a machine for... Oh no, it's not narwhals.
What's that? What some kind of seal or something? I haven't watched South Park since season 2.
Manatee.
Yeah.
There's manatees. Because you're too cool for South Park?
No, just because I just kind of lost track of it, but
since this sold out to the man,
like catching an episode which admittedly was brilliant, where Cartman ends up in the future with the otter people, and then hearing them rip on Family Guy for having randomly compiled plots.
Yeah,
it's like, give me a fucking break! Don't take cheap
shots. I think the subset of people who like South Park but not Family Guy is so small that kind of had to be tongue in cheek.
No,
but
like,
I don't know.
Like, those two guys and Matt Groening have said, like, God, it makes me sick when people say they like us and Family Guy, because Family Guy is just so not funny and not good, and I don't get how those shows are different.
Huh. I mean, there's definitely different sort of driving kind of thematic ethics, but, like, I don't know.
I think, like, South Park... I was
mad when you say that Futurama is better than The Simpsons.
I think, like, South Park plus The Simpsons equals Family Guy. There's, like, some of that family, like, dysfunctional family humor and a lot of the just random weird shit.
Yeah.
But, not that I want to spend a half an hour talking about it on the show or anything. I'm just saying.
Turnaround says, perhaps unlikely, but how about a combat item that lets you debuff elemental form / effects on yourself? So like a combat usable soft green? Yeah, I mean, I can imagine some cases where that would be useful. One that only worked on bad effects. It's a possibility. But, in a way, it gives us a lot of design space, being able to throw a debuff on you at the beginning of a fight and know that you're not going to be able to get rid of it. So any interesting debuffs that we put on would probably be on whatever that thing became called, a bull.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hoopity says, is there a reason that the House of Twigs and Spit is untradeable? Yeah, because living in a House of Twigs and somebody else's spit is gross.
Yeah. Jeez.
Also, thanks for dumping on my clan. I was not dumping on KOL addicts. Man, everybody got all butthurt. So, let me take back what I said. There is an immense social structure in KOL addicts, and it's got its immense panties in a bunch. Linguini Lad says, why does combat end with a rampaging adding machine in only 4 to 5 turns, regardless if I don't attack it and just feed it scrolls? Well, because feeding it scrolls, if you read it carefully, it talks about how feeding it a scroll makes it churn and clank and smoke inside. Then he says, it's really cool that you guys take the time to read and respond to our questions on air. It's like a mind fuck to hear my own questions on air. I'm sure that Istanbul likes to hear himself on the radio as I. It's amusing. Dr. Van Den Mojo says, some of the hoboglyph adventures appear in zones that disappear during the course of an ascension. Would you consider making the binder a free pull so the people who do hardcore ascensions can get these adventures? Done! Max Man says, I've noticed that whenever Mr. Skullhead is on the show, the music breaks happen instantly when it's time for them, but when he's not on, Jick and Rip and whoever else spend a couple minutes on air trying to decide what to play. What's the deal with this?
Mr. Skullhead is a professional DJ and cues up all the music in advance.
Really? So you always know what we're playing during the break?
Yeah, I always put everything in the playlist before we go to break.
Yeah, I don't ever do that because it's a pain in the ass in SAM to stop in the middle of a cue. Unless there's some trick that I don't know.
There must be some trick that you don't know, because now it's... All you do
is because it loads, because it always starts playing the next song before the song that you're playing is over, right? Because it does that...
Oh, right, I told mine to stop doing that. But...
So, you have to... You can't cue... songs to play automatically, or do you just create silence in between them and stop it during that silence?
Well, no. You can switch between auto DJ and manual.
And
yeah, so I keep it on auto DJ for like until the last song is playing, and while that song is playing, I put it on manual. So it hits the end of that song, it stops.
Oh, okay. The trouble is the only time I ever get to play with it is when I'm on the air.
Yeah.
I mean,
what'll happen then is when I go to start again, I'll forget to change it back to automatic. So I'll put on a song and go to the bathroom, and while I'm gone, it'll stop and there'll be dead air.
It's been a long time since I did a music show. I used to fill in for random gaps a lot in the early days of the radio.
That sounds like the worst night ever. Huzzah! I am random gaps a lot.
Oh, K-N-I-G-H-T. I was like, what?
You're so funny.
Schmady says, since the Gator Skin umbrella check is first, if you lose it, you then auto-unequip the Hobo Codebinder, making you miss that very next glyph check. Can you change the order? You don't auto-unequip the Hobo Codebinder. That should not happen at all. Linguini Lad says, so why do you guys hate X-Mudex? Isn't criticism good because it'll make you guys better? Does wearing item drop rate increasing equipment... Oh, wait. I thought that was related. We don't hate Smoot, but he's a professional troll, you know? Criticism is good, and constructive criticism does make us better, but just saying everything sucks is not constructive criticism. You know? Smoot does not believe that Hobopolis is worth what it costs to open the basement, and that is just a subjective thing. To Smoot, it is not worth 11 million meat to be able to run Hobopolis. He is, I'm pretty sure, soloing it. So, you know, there's no other zone that you have to pay that much for, and if there ever was one, it probably wouldn't be worth it for one person to have access to that zone, but that's not how this works. Given that there has been a huge outpouring of praise, and a lot of old players are coming back, you know, and a lot of people who had been using the game as a chat client are now playing their turns again because they're excited about going through Hobopolis with their clans, you know, when he has an opinion and 99% of the other people that we encounter have the opposite of that opinion, you know, so it's okay for him to have that, but it's also okay for us to say, dude, you're wrong, instead of saying, like, well, how can we learn from your criticism? That's where I stand on that. Why do you hate Xmoodex, Scully?
And I think that he's a young man and hasn't learned that it really does matter. The tone in which you say something actually does matter to how your message gets across. We had this conversation when I was trying to reason with him, where I was trying to get him to see that when you come in and you say, like syphilis, NS-13 continues to burn, can you understand why people are calling you a troll? And he says, no, because what I'm saying is true. It doesn't matter that I'm saying it in kind of a rude way. People should pay attention to what I'm saying and not at all to how I'm saying it. It's like, that's just not possible for people to do.
And, you know, I would not have listened to that if somebody had tried to explain it to me when I was, you know, what is he, 21, 22?
Mm.
And, you know, I definitely understand it now, and I feel like such a smug prick for saying you'll get this when you're older, but there's really only, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Not everybody who is 22 doesn't get it, but, yeah, I think the percentage of people who are like, you know, I just tell the truth all the time, and if people have a problem with that, then that's their problem, you know. As you meet older and older people, you meet fewer and fewer people who will say that out loud.
Well, then there's the whole, I'm giving good feedback, I'm just giving it in a, you know, not polite way. That's also kind of not true. It's, as you pointed out, the feedback is hardly quality. This sucks. It's not worth the money. All you get is crappy two-handed weapons. It's really a narrow assessment of the content. So, what can you do?
All you got was crappy two-handed weapons. You know, and those are clearly not particularly valuable to players because they're in the mall for nothing. But, you know, drop rate is the same on those as on some stuff that's desirable. So, anyway, Linguini Lad says, does wearing item drop rate increasing equipment increase item drops in Hobopolis? By and large, yes, it does. The bosses have a variety of different drop mechanics, some of which are impacted by plus item drop stuff and some of which are not. The Wheel Lad says, I think there's a bug in Hobopolis. I've used Vicious Talon slash attack every time I got a combat adventure, but I didn't get the reward from the llama. Well, if you got any non-combats, you wouldn't have used the Talon slash enough if you only used it once per combat. So, yeah, I think maybe there's a subtle misunderstanding about how it works there. Are we music ready?
If you're ready, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back in approximately.
Wait, don't you want to fumble
minutes.
Around for a few minutes figuring out what to play?
Oh no, what song should I play?
Thank you. zoo, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one who walks on the we'll be right back.
And we're back. And wouldn't you know it, we kept the streams and kept everything just fine while I was sitting here, but as soon as I got up to go to the bathroom and spend maybe 3 or 4 minutes away from the machine, everything went tits over ponies. And, yeah. Tits over ponies. It's like moons over my hammy, but slightly different. Different ways. Hmm. And it's weird, because I used to be able to leave a radio show unaccompanied for a good 2 hours. If I put music in the playlist, I could just walk away from it, and I could come back in 2 hours, and it would still be there and still be broadcasting, which makes sense, because it shouldn't make a difference whether I'm sitting in front of it or not for 2 hours, right? If I'm not touching anything. But I think Comcast has a proximity detector on my computer. And it knows when I leave.
You should get a job going to other people's houses when they have important shit to do on the internet.
Yep.
Let's see. Frank and Bean said, have you folks considered the development of mercenaries with regards to Hobopolis? That is to say, certain characters will be paid to come into clans temporarily to nuke a monster. Yeah, I was kind of excited about that idea.
Mm-hmm. But we're not about to give that an official mechanism, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah, no. an article about people sneaking into other people's photographs. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, I'm loving Hobopolis, but it seems to me that the enchantment on Chester's mustache is kind of weak for high-level content. Since the disco attacks just deal a fixed range of damage that doesn't increase with your stats, they don't appear very useful against monsters with hundreds of hit points. Moreover, the plus 50% D-level seems neat until you check that the best disco combat skill only D-levels by 7 points. The mustache only increases that to 10. Do you think that we could maybe make disco combat skills scale better at high levels, or maybe a high-level disco attack? Yeah, it's entirely possible that we will... In some high level content for single player or in the next clan dungeon have some more interesting disco skills at high levels. Although now that I think about adding another disco skill, it seems like working that into the dance combo structure would kind of suck.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Disco Daryl says, so which accordion thief skills have limited uses / cast per day? I checked the wiki and couldn't find it. That was, there's just the ones that drop in Hobopolis. So, Elrond's Explosive Etude, the Chorale of Companionship, the, I forget what the others are called. Let's look in the list. The Ballad of Richie Thingfinder, Benetton's Medley of Diversity, and the Prelude of Precision.
Okay, so I'm fighting in Hobopolis, and got a monster with my last name.
Sweet.
Like, what kind of a dork put our last names into the thing and then remembered that I did? So I put yours, mine, and Riff's last names in there, and I think Jim's too, because I thought that would be funny.
Any list of 10 last names wouldn't really be complete without mine in it anyway, but
right.
the rest of you guys are...
We're weird.
You're the only one with an actual... you and Zly are the ones with, like, last names that I've never known anyone except you guys with that last name.
Yeah. I've never met anybody with my last name that... Like, there was one person who had it, but it was a stage name. I think they had changed their name to that. It makes it... It's irritating to have the last name Knight spelled N-I-T-E, because it just makes it impossible to do Google searches for your family members. It just comes up with, like, me and Tom went to the bar last night.
Yeah. Yeah, Knight and like that's something that the FDA requires you to do if the stuff that you're advertising doesn't actually happen at night.
Right. And so it's like
C H E E Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lord Derby says, I just noticed that the shadowy store does not have any consumable items for sale, but the muscle and mist classes do. Any thoughts on changing this? No is an acceptable answer. The stuff in those stores typically comes about when we notice that there are big disparities in, like, ease of making it through certain parts of the game, depending on what set of classes you are. And we will add stuff into those. The consumables that have gone in there have largely gone in to address balance concerns that came up after the fact. And, or Blood of the Wereseal, which I just thought was interesting. That was the first thing I thought of to put in there. The day may come when we find ourselves needing to buff up Moxie classes, and so we could put something in there then, but no immediate plans to. Jay Herskow says, love the Hobopolis dungeon, but couldn't you just make a separate clan stash for the special items dropped? That way distribution would be much easier. Well, I mean, it kind of is a separate clan stash just for the special items dropped, right? It's just that you can't take them out. Well, I mean, no, yeah, I guess you sort of can. It is kind of identical to a clan stash that you can only get to. I mean, there's probably some specific thing that you're wanting to do that you can't because of the kind of security that's placed on those items, and that's Tatter says, I just learned of this fucked up thing that car mechanics do. If you drop your car off to be fixed, they'll fix other people's cars before yours if they wait in the waiting room. That seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I would say less fucked up and more just reasonable.
Yeah. Like, I would like to think that if I went in and I said, hey, can you fix my car right now? And they said, sure, we can do that. And I said, okay, I'll wait, that they wouldn't be like, oh, wait, what were we thinking? There's 40 cars that have been dropped off in the last 40 days that we have to fix and leave me sitting in the waiting room for 2 weeks. And he says, so some drawings of the KOL monsters show what gear they have. Then how come those items don't always drop? If you kill the monster, shouldn't you be allowed to take their gear?
No, sometimes the gear gets destroyed in the fight.
Yeah, that's in fact, most of the time the gear gets destroyed in the fight. You should look up that forum post where I wrote out what all a pirate would drop, because that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, I think the left pinky finger, left middle finger, left index finger, left ring finger.
Max Van says, the What is KOL page, linked off the top page, says the game is currently in open beta and has said this for at least 2 years. Wouldn't it be more accurate term be that it's done, but just having more content added to it? I don't know. Accuracy is not an exact science. Zom Goober Clubber says, whenever you switch clans, you have to re-listen to Hobopolis. Is it possible to make it not so? The way that has to work is weird, because it's a channel that you gain and lose access to pretty, you know, sporadically. And so, we've always tried to avoid cases where you lose access to a chat channel. And it was impossible to avoid in this case, so it's handled differently than you're accustomed to. But that's because it's the only thing that's like it. Once people get used to it, we'll see what sort of frequent complaints percolate to the top of our bucket of attention, and consider messing with it then. But for now, I think we should give people a chance to get used to the way that it works, and then see if things are genuinely annoying or if they're just new and surprising.
Right.
Subbot says, instead of items having a stat requirement, could you just make them require a specific level? Requiring 200 mist for old soft shoes is much higher than level 15 for a muscle class. After level 13, people tend to power level only their main stat, so a seal clubber might not have 200 mist until level 25-ish, maybe a bit less. Well, so, I mean, people's tendencies to power level only their main stat is something that people should get over if they're going to be playing content that's actually designed to be played at high levels, right? And you know, the stat requirements are in very limited cases. So far, it's really only come into play on the Hobopolis stuff. You know, we don't have plate mail and chain mail and leather armor and cloth armor, and, you know, wizards can't wear chain mail. and you know, Postmancers can only wear leather and Moxie classes, you know, whatever. Like, and only muscle classes can wear plate mail and that kind of thing, right? Like, so the way that we can, or a way that we can differentiate that kind of thing is to say, like, okay, well, this suit of heavy armor requires a lot of muscle for you to equip it, which means that it's designed for a muscle class, unless you want to really level up your Postmancer a lot so that you have muscle as though you were at this level, you know? And that's, I think, totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, having it have a stat requirement is no, I think, more or less confusing than having it have a level requirement. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that equipment had stat requirements before level existed as a stat in this game. I'm not positive of that, but I was reluctant to put level in for a while.
Yeah, level is still just an entirely meaningless stat.
Yeah, I mean, it's derived, you know, from the other stats, but I can see why people want it, you know. Zom Goober Clover says, also, why doesn't Chester remove your equipment as opposed to Zombo? It would make more narrative sense, I guess. I don't know. I don't know that, you know, we're treading weird ground by having that, like, ha ha ha, it's a child molester thing in there anyway.
Right.
So, you know. Having him actually disrobe you probably takes that a little bit too far. He can make, you know, sideways comments about candy and naps, but that's a...
Yeah, I think in the Halloween trick-or-treat adventure, they ask if you want to help them go look for their lost puppy.
Yeah.
Something similar. But, yeah, that was one of the things, like the suicide adventures and the cockroach maze that gave me just the tiniest little bit of pause when I was writing them.
Yeah. I thought you'd be weirded out by Chester, so I described him as Chester the rape-crazy rapist from Rapeville with a huge taint.
Right.
Thinking that would make it such that you liked it.
Like, okay, how are we going to make it more comfortable?
You never said anything at all, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess this isn't actually offensive, because...
Yeah. You know,
if you don't warn
well.
Me that I'm about to do something fucked up, I must be fine. Let's see. Somebody was pointing out a typo in some shit with the hobo crowd. A fair size. Yep, missing a period. Okay, so who was that wrote that? I have too many tabs open. Schmetti reported that missing period in one of the descriptions of the crowd of hobos, and that is now fixed. Tiny Plastic Sheep also asking, hey, on the loot distribution page next to Adventure Spent, could you also put class way easier for bigger clans? Yeah, I'll make a note to do that right now. Rather, I will make a note right now to do that eventually.
Right.
Shit. No, I don't know what is wrong with me. I cannot click on the thing that I'm looking at today. It kind of sucks that... Well, I guess... never mind. I'm retarded.
That doesn't suck at all. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that it kind of sucks that we don't have a really acceptable in-game set of abbreviations for the classes, but we totally do. I don't know why.
SC, TTPM, DB.
Well, is it PM? SC, TTPS, DBAT.
See, I've seen PM and SC, which I know, or not SC, but I guess I've seen PM and S, but for some reason, Postmancer always comes out PM.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's not like a Bostomancer.
Right. For some reason, I thought you said Rostomancer for a second there.
Uh-huh.
And that was briefly funny inside my head. All right.
Sure. Let's see, Linguini Lad says, I'd have to say great job on the boss item drops, but I'm still not happy that only some people can get them. Well, I mean, everybody can eventually get them. Says, our item drops in the new Pirate Cove increase when wearing stuff like Bounty Hunter gear. Yes. Adventuring in certain areas while wearing the Hobo Code binder is like trying to encounter a shitload of non-combat similar to Hoomha. Is that true? or is it easier? I believe it is significantly easier. We've made up for that ease by putting a lot of them in places that are a real pain in the ass to get to. And, you know, you also don't need all of them. So that's something that's nice. It's something that, you know, you can get enough glyphs to move pretty surely through stuff. You know, to get to the very end of the market, exactly where you want to be, you know, it was going to require a certain amount of luck and a certain number of extra tries if you don't get all of the glyphs, but you don't have to get all of them for it to make a really serious difference in your ability to go where you want to go. So it's, you know, we thought of that. We tried to be a little nicer about it. It's weird, because we were able to be so mean with, like, the boss fights. Just make them so hard, such a pain in the ass. But then we showed our softer side on the collectibles.
So we have a little bit of Sears in us.
That's true. NC Sorcerer says, we need some more equipment item of the month, Jick, and especially more weapons, pants, and hats. Yeah, we'll eventually have to do another equipment trinity. No one M says, why are there so many types of grapes in the game? Aren't there only three?
There's the square grapes, and then normal grapes. And the
there's grapes.
True.
Let's see. We keep losing the town that we're on. No one M says, what the hell is an endive? What is an endive?
Some kind of vegetable? Or is it an M dash? Yeah, it's like a type of lettuce you'd see in spring mix salad kind of stuff.
Oh. Let's see. Somebody's asking why he can't zap old Scratch's equipment. It's only the items in the outfit that can be zapped, which that might be why. Linguini Lad says, wouldn't a llama llama dong be much funnier? Think about it. The dong has been bung. A llama llama bong would be pretty funny, too.
Dude. I don't know, is drug humor or genital humor more funny?
I don't know. Maybe genital drug humor.
Right.
Like an adventure where you inject heroin into your dick veins.
Right. I was thinking like a bong shaped like a vagina or something, but...
Do a guy named Dick Veins.
I'm just picturing a weather vane shaped like a penis, because that's pretty much the only dick vein I want to be contemplating.
Mm-hmm. XBX says, make hobo nickels tradable? No! Harry M. Scrotum Esquire says, it took me until today to realize that the taco cat does not have wings. I thought the taco was a wing. It's pretty lame looking now.
Well, you have to give Jake credit, because that was one of the first things that I had done for the game, and before I thought about somebody having to draw all the stuff we came up with.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed he managed to draw one at all.
Amish Gorilla says, dear Devmeisters, Dr. Hobo's scalpel should have some special function in Hobopolis. Then again, who am I to say that it doesn't? Ho-ho!
Ho-ho-hee-hee. Ha-ha.
A deadhead says, leave your mic on during the music break. Doing so results in the music being included in the podcast. I don't know that that's necessarily desirable anyway.
I don't think that's necessarily true either.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just some confusion, because I believe that Stargazer strips the music out before she puts it in the actual podcast.
Huh.
That she used to, at least.
I didn't know this. I just learned that once you've gone through the sewer to get to Hobopolis, you can't go back to the sewer.
Yeah, just because there's so many farmables in there that make your next run through the sewer faster, that we wanted people to... You know, we didn't want people to be able to just farm those indefinitely, because we wanted there to actually be a market for them, for people who weren't...
Right.
people who are going through the sewer slowly. We want to be able to sell stuff to people who are going through it quickly, as opposed to one person being able to do both.
I set some kind of record for going through there slowly, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I think it took me well on 300 turns to get through it.
Really?
Yep.
What were you spending all your turns doing?
Just turning valves and opening gates.
I see.
For 300 turns.
Pearson 12345 says, "Hey, Jick and all other people, will you be getting Fallout 3? And if so, will you be purchasing the extra dog armor?" I don't know if that's a joke about Oblivion and how they sold extra horse armor for $1. I'll be getting Fallout 3, I hope. I hope that I don't see something that makes me believe that it's gonna suck. I don't know. I'm not like an isometric purist. I'm not saying that, like, you know, there's no way they can do in a 3D game justice to the legacy of Fallout, because I honestly, I like the story and the atmosphere of Fallout, but I felt that the gameplay was really pretty boring, and it stopped me from ever playing all the way through it. You know, at least the moving around and shooting stuff was just kind of dull. You know, it was like playing a very, very slow board game. And it is my hope that Fallout 3 is going to be good, but it is my expectation that it's going to suck, just because hardly anybody ever manages to pull something like that off. Tron 2.0 being a glowing exception. Subbot says, "If I ascend after participating in a Hobopolis run, I can still receive loot. This could have some speed impact with hats for hat racks, as well as the never-ending soda, if it can actually be used below level 15. Yeah, that's true. We should probably make that go into a gift package if you are in Ronin or Hardcore. I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about the hat rack, because that makes equipment that you can't put on still useful.
Yeah.
And shit, you could pulverize it too. Yeah, okay. That's a fucked up stunt waiting to happen, so yeah. Oxymoron 92993 says, "Hey, I just saw a commercial for the new Metal Gear Solid game, and I saw that it was made by Konami. Then I saw that it was for the PS3. What the hell? Where's the BA for the code?"
Did I miss something there?
What's that?
The BA for the code?
For the Konami code.
Oh, right.
Subbot says, "Even if the never-ending soda isn't usable below 15, it has a high auto-sell value. 10,000 meter early in a hardcore run could be quite useful. Maybe make them go on the gift packages." Aha, so you suggest the same thing that I... Enemy Lasagna says, "Which part of Hobopolis is it good to be an accordion thief?" You know, as an accordion thief in Hobopolis, your job is to buff people before they they go down there. That's the problem, you know, like... The accordion thief was always of sort of dubious provenance, because how can you have a support class in a single-player game?
Right.
But now that it's multiplayer, it's like even more obvious that the accordion thief has not much going on. I got a thing that I'm working on for accordion thieves that we'll see if it's interesting or not. I'm not gonna make any promises about when it's gonna happen. Dr. Van Roger says, "Could you make it possible when distributing loot to someone to include a short message to be included in the K-mail?" That would be pretty ugly, I think. But I don't know. I'll look at the form and see if it has some more room that I'm not thinking of. Inferno Hero says, "Do some monsters have two criticals, or do attack messages have different hit values which can get around your moxie?" Well, there are some things that can hit you even if your moxie is too high to get hit, because there are some monsters, especially in, say, Hobopolis, that have auto-hitting special attacks that are not regular attacks, so they're not subject to being dodged, or to getting out of dodge. RDFM says, "Hey guys, love the show. I installed a newbie sport tent just now, and the use message said something about throwing it down a well. Is that the right message?" No, I screwed up, and it's fixed now.
Was that that minor update where we're describing what you do with your old campground equipment when you...
Yeah. Because I brought back the messages that people were said to have lost, which I was thinking that those were going to be funny, but they really weren't. So, it's... Smoot says, "How about adding a Clover Adventurer to in Hobopolis?" Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't have a good sense of what a Clover is worth in terms of gameplay anymore, because it's, you know, we actually managed to create some scarcity rather than Clovers just being this, you know, dime a dozen, I'm going to get a million of these thing. They're actually, you know, worthwhile. They're hard to get. They're precious. They're a commodity. So, yeah. Battlefist says, "Have the old soft shoes plus 30% hobo item drop been activated?" Yeah, yeah. And GigaShadow555 asks if we were to have a moment of nonstop cursing in memory of George Carlin. That made me sad.
Yeah. Shit, piss, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
You forgot fuck.
Nah. Maybe. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Thraden says, "Is the 30-turn limit on Hodgman intentional?" Well, I mean, the 30-turn limit on every fight is intentional. Harrican says, "Shouldn't the clan trophy case be visible to people who don't have dungeon permission, given that it's public info and all?" Well, I mean, they can always just look at the clan from outside. Because it's in the basement up against a window. That's why you can see it from the outside, but you can't see it if you're not allowed into the basement. Flushing questions, and it's taken a while.
Flushing questions.
Putineska says, "Jick said on the last radio show, a 200 power weapon with plus 50 damage is better." Wow, what the fuck? Okay. Is better than a higher power weapon because of damage ranges, so 200 power is fine for high level weapons. But Seal Clubber combat abilities rely on weapon power to increase damage. Maybe Thrust Max slash LTS should take plus damage into account when doubling slash tripling damage. Ha ha ha. Used to work that way.
Lork says you should be able to smith or paste a solid gold bowling ball with a solid gold peg leg for a solid gold mace. That's kind of funny. Mm. That be a mace or a Morningstar? No, Morningstar has a chain, right? The mace doesn't.
Yeah, but I've heard that referred to as a mace, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard what I think of as a mace referred to as a cudgel. Foggy says, 51-pound hound dog, probably about 400% in additional item drop percentages, and all I get is the Wand of Oscus. Seriously? I realize that low drop rates are needed for high-level items, but I would much rather see Hobopolis bosses always drop one outfit item and one non-outfit item with no chance of getting more than have it be item drop percentage-based. Granted, I'm probably just a little bitter right now. Well, most of the boss drops are not item drop percentage-based. They're consumables. You will get more of them the higher your item drop is. But everything else is just, it's just flat die rolls in there that are not, yeah. And there are several different ways in which the bosses drop things, especially Hodgman. But, yeah. Frankenbean says, "It seems that you can recover meat from the filthy, dirty brigands before you talk with Sister Amygdala." Yeah, that's probably fine. And Naked Juice says, "Oh man, you should have seen it. They all walked up saying, 'Hey man, how's it going?' And them, blam!" It was obviously that then was... motherfucking putty! Did you hear that ding?
I heard that ding. Does that mean your session just dropped?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I don't know what the hell. It's not even putty. It is an SSH connection to dev that is fucked up. I had an SSH session open onto the Mod West, the asymmetric.net servers, and it stayed open all night. Did not disconnect. Maybe it doesn't like the connection to the data center downtown here because it's too close. Let's see, what am I on? Blam! Yeah, thank you, Omega Jewel. I like fixing typos.
I really should go through the typo thread. It's been a long time. I've just been kind of letting them slide. I think ever since I moved.
Johab says, maybe implement a role system for drops in Hobopolis. I like how World of Warcraft did it, and it would be an interesting option for clans to choose. Yeah, the thing is, so Chatbot has that die roll thing, which I had thought about adding a thing where if you are in the Hobopolis channel and you do like slash roll, that it will generate a raid warning, the things when the dungeon talks. Where it says your name and what you rolled. I don't know. I don't know if that's worth doing or not. The thing is, I'm a little, you know, after we put the number of turns played in that list, which Jarko was a little against that, and while I don't agree that his objection was enough to change it, I can see where his objection is coming from. I don't want to make it seem like we are encouraging a certain distribution structure, right? And the turns played, you know, one could argue that that makes it seem like we are trying to get people to value their clan members based on how many turns they spent down there. Because it's just, you know, this person's number is bigger than this person's. Whereas, you know, the people doing the evaluation are probably the ones doing that rather than us. But the role thing, I don't know. You know, if we build in a mechanism, I think there is this expectation, at least, that people in the forums will say, but you're supposed to be using this mechanism. And that's just not necessarily true. A lot of people asking for a use link on the Hobo Binder when it's equipped, which I knew that people would ask for. I'll see. The reason that I haven't done that is because I don't want to. It's going to end up with some inch mile syndrome there, and then everything that can be used and also is equipment, people are going to want to be able to use it while it's equipped, and that's not always going to work because some stuff, you know, using it turns it into a different kind of equipment. So using that while it's on is going to cause all sorts of problems. But yeah. And then Ashlyn says, second, can the loot distribution be all preset with all the names at once and have an extra distribute all loot button added to the loot list? Huh. That would require a total rewrite of the loot distribution thing. I think that it's probably okay the way that it is. Like, I know that it would be better if it had that feature, but I think that it's probably feature rich enough right now. Samus74 says, Jick et al., could you explain the leaderboards once and for all, specifically for Hobopolis? My clan, Flame Retarded, 5 members completed a run from June 17th to June 23rd, total of 5,754 adventures total. We don't show up on the leaderboard at all, and we have a fairly fast run in terms of adventures. Is there a time element? There is. Leaderboard runs, the leaderboard only shows runs that were completed in between two rollovers. So you have to do it in a single day. Because otherwise, we would end up with people basically soloing it. Being able to do things that you would not be able to do actually playing it cooperatively. So that's what we sort of decided to do. Beckdog says, hey guys, any chance we could get a Tenacious T so that we could combine it with our Wang to get a twang? I can only imagine the fun chat effects of a twang.
Well, you know, the twang is kind of hard to render in text, I've found.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, the closest you can get is just to add, like, Reckon and take G's off of the end of gerunds and whatnot. But you can't really get that, like, ha, how y'all doing kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Know?
Right in 42 says, is Chester a figure from your childhood? And also, why isn't his van down by the river? Antoid says, the Heavy Metal Thunder guitar's enchantment is plus 11 melee damage. How does that make sense? I could have sworn that I had changed that from melee damage to physical damage. No, I guess it says melee damage. What the fuck? Is there any more? The only thing that says physical damage is the new hobo thing. Justin Miller says, Ms. Kitty has adventured 500 plus times in Hobopolis Town Square and hasn't gotten the binder or the market non-combat, despite having non-combat buffs on as well. Bug? Probably just bad RNG.
500 turns, though. Wow.
Five? Cerebrum says, hey, Jack, my brother passed that and didn't share any nickels. What's the deal with that asshole? Well, I mean, they're untradeable, so it's hard to call him an asshole for not trading them. Terrible says, I find that listening to the Lemmings soundtrack while playing KLL is a good mix. And I'm talking about the Super Nintendo version of Lemmings. So why does each person have to make it through the sewers? Why can't other clan members help? Well, other clan members can help. Half my clan can't adventure in the basement because they can't make it through the sewers to Hobopolis, so having the Super Gym be there is worthless to them. Well, I mean, you don't have to be that high a level to make it through the sewers. If you've got higher level people in the clan, they can help them buff up. You know, they can give them better equipment. They can provide words of encouragement, which is as good as, you know, plus 1,000% to all stats.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling good about yourself,
there's nothing you can't do.
Drizzle says, is any of the Hobopolis content going to disappear like Crimbo content does, or will I still be able to go hobolissing, getting the same loots in the future? Not planning on making any of it disappear. Cheese Dude says, it makes no sense that barbells use spleen. It's not the funny kind of no sense, it's the that's fucking stupid kind of no sense. Why not add use text to the barbell saying that you do some curls, drop it on your spleen, and it bounces into a nearby bottomless pit or something. But it's the enchantment of the barbells. It's not a regular barbell, it's an enchanted barbell.
Yeah, I think you might find that we're not stupid, that actually you're stupid. Think about it.
You might find that. Neon Rev links to the news article about George Carlin dying. It says George Carlin will never juggle another taco. Yep. So much for getting an actual photograph of that.
I do like somebody had asked him what his last epitaph should be. And it was something like, yeah, he was just here a minute ago. Which I think that's apt.
Yeah. Combat says, please make it so when I enter /Hobopolis it doesn't say there are 100 people in chat. Thanks. Oh, okay. Yeah. There are places where there's some processing done based on the channel that you're in, and some of them it was correctly checking. It was treating Hobopolis like clan, and in some of them it wasn't. That's why the first night everyone was seeing everybody's announcements in Hobopolis, which was pretty spammy. And, It showcased a failure of the chat system to be able to handle a certain amount of incredibly spammy traffic. So we fixed it. So, see, some good came of it. War Junkie says, hi, Jake. Loving Hobopolis. Great job. I especially loved a battle I had with Shadow Dunstan Cheese and Wine Simon the Pirate, which happens to be my last name. Your last name is Shadow Dunstan Cheese and Wine Simon the Pirate?
That's gotta really suck when you have to fill out those little, you know, like on the SATs and whatnot, when you have to fill out your name in the bubbles down the side of the standardized test. It's gonna take for freaking ever.
Oxymoron 92993 says, hey, Jake, remember when you couldn't remember that song about the Indians and how they were treated badly? No. I was saying that I had recently listened to that song, and I finally did know what it was. It's called Indian Reservation.
Yeah.
Toby Max says, can you lower the price for the clan dungeon? Now, if Toby Keith asked me to do it, I might consider it.
Well, yeah, because then if we didn't, we'd end up with a boot in our ass.
Yeah.
Courtesy
if
of
Bernie Mac asked, I might do it, too. Or if Cedric the Entertainer asked, I might do it, because I get those two confused.
Right.
Which is just entirely not true. I watched, that's one thing I did this weekend, is I watched a ton of television for whatever reason. I watched Ocean's 13. Mm-hmm. I guess movies doesn't count as television. Have you seen Ocean's 13?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
Huh. I was not even aware of it coming out in the theater.
Well, the only reason I saw it in the theater was there was an interview with the director who said Yeah, we weren't going to do another one, but people were so pissed off at how half-assed Ocean's 12 was that we decided we ought to do another one and do it right.
Huh.
So,
was it, how would you describe it as half-assed? I think maybe needlessly convoluted.
No, I thought Ocean's 12 was kind of terrible.
Really?
It had that, have you seen Be Cool, the sequel to Get Shorty?
No.
There's just something
I've also not seen Get Shorty.
Jesus, you should see Get Shorty.
Okay.
Yeah, geez. But there's something that happens when, like, 12 extremely famous people get together to make a movie. And that tends to be that they have a great time, and they crack each other up on set, and they kind of forget to make something that's entertaining for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought that's where Ocean 12 ended up.
I thought Ocean 13 was okay.
Yeah, Ocean 13 was pretty good, yeah.
And I also watched The Great Escape, which I had never seen.
Huh. I also have never seen that.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's, you know, a bunch of guys digging an elaborate tunnel out of a Nazi camp. But then it ends really sadly.
And that's one of those movies that has, I think, every detail of the plot I've heard.
Yeah.
In various forms, like Eddie Izzard does an entire routine where he pretty much synopsizes the whole film.
Yeah. So. It's like fucking 3 hours long, which I didn't know when I sat down to watch it. I was like, man, this isn't it. Then I popped the disc out and I'm like, oh, yeah, says right there. Was that, this seems surprising. I didn't think that they were making 3 hour long movies in the 60s.
Oh, totally, man.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I watched an episode of Star Trek, which I hadn't in a long time, the original Star Trek. And I was all like, whoa, my mind is blown.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it was one that I hadn't seen.
I think I've maybe seen two or three episodes of the original series.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh, It was on some channel where I grew up, like a broadcast channel that we got out in the country, and like Sunday night, right before I go to bed, like my dad and I would watch it, like every Sunday for, you know, a couple of years.
I think syndicated episodes.
Saw a tremendous number of them.
See, I just had that with The Next Generation. Like syndicated episodes of Next Generation were always on, like after I got home from school or right before bed or something.
Well, this was before that. When did The Next Generation come out?
Because
I remember watching the first season of that with Dad too. It was, but I mean, like I knew enough about Star Trek to be excited about, you know, oh wow, they're making a new one. You know, it's like I just don't. It's like I was really little when. It's probably like 6 and 7 when we were watching the original Star Trek, which would explain now why, because I remember that it was like a tradition, and I remember doing it a lot, but I don't really remember that much about any of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would explain it if I was 6 or 7 years old.
Sure.
Now, I guess I'll save some of these questions for Thursday.
Yeah, so we're just about ready to check out.
You got your song all picked up?
I do.
What are we going on?
The Shaggy and the Beatles mashup, Let It Be Me.
Okay.
It's a favorite. The problem with doing only mashups is on these shows, which is some arbitrary thing that I just started doing and never quit, is that most mashups that I like tend to be 5 and 6 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't want to like take that much of somebody else's show.
Right.
So there are only two or three short ones that I can throw in at the beginning and end. I put a lot of thought into this, man.
Yeah, no, I can tell.
You think I just sit here with a thumb up my ass, and then I just pull out some songs? And, well, yeah. Okay, so I'll be on the microphone tomorrow somehow. Probably with this rig. But, yeah,
you
know, I'll see you guys.
You use your laptop if you don't have to Skype, right?
Yeah, except all the music's on my desktop.
Oh, I see.
I could just do a show where I just talk for 3 hours. I could get The Great Gatsby and just read it.
You could sing. You could be like, you could just, you could, while you got the desktop up tonight, you could make a list of the songs that you want to play, and then instead of playing them, just sing them.
Yeah. You would listen to that, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Were you with me at one... I think I might have been by myself when I did this, thankfully. But I once decided that instead of listening to They Might Be Giants in my car, that I was just going to sing every They Might Be Giants album from beginning to end.
Man, I wish that I had been in the car with you when that happened, because I think that would have harkened back to our carefree days running around.
I mean, this was during our carefree days running around. I don't think that I would remember the order of all the songs and all of the lyrics to every song anymore.
Right.
But at that point, I certainly did. But, no, it worked. I'm pretty sure that I made it through the Pink album and Lincoln. Yeah. Without any serious omissions. But, anyway. Yeah, I'm just kidding. You shouldn't really do that tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm in bad enough standing with the radio folks that maybe that would be the last straw. My last couple of shows, and while I was away from the mic for half an hour, it's been when everything just kind of went to shit 2 weeks in a row.
Sweet.
Well,
hopefully you'll have better luck tomorrow. But, yeah. I'll see y'all kids on Thursday.
Yeah, catch you later, folks.